the ACA rollout gets bumpy. Welcome to the December 17th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Francis Correa. Medicaid officials have made it clear that it's all or nothing when it comes to expanding the program. States must expand eligibility to residents with incomes of 133% of the federal poverty level in order to get full federal funding. Some states had been asking whether they could cash in on the enhanced federal match if they expanded some of the way, but not all the way to 133%. At a recent congressional hearing, state officials voiced concerns that if they bring more people into the Medicaid programs, they'll ultimately end up shouldering a larger financial burden, especially given federal financial woes. Here's Gary Alexander, Pennsylvania's Secretary of Public Welfare.
The magnitude of the federal deficit shakes our confidence that the federal government will be able to fulfill its end of the bargain.
Meanwhile, it looks like the feds will be very busy setting up the state health insurance exchanges. States had until Friday to notify HHS if they would operate their own exchange, and 18 states and the District of Columbia had signed up by the deadline. 7 states said they'll partner with HHS, and the remaining 26 pointedly left their exchanges to be run by the feds. Those states said they defaulted because the administration did not give them enough information on how to set up or run their exchange. HHS released a 39-question-and-answer document aimed at addressing those concerns in the days leading up to the deadline, but the answers came too little too late for states like Louisiana, according to Bruce Greenstein, Louisiana's Secretary of Health and Hospitals.
The FAQs released earlier this week is certainly helpful, but is simply too little and too late. The state's decision not to build an exchange should not be taken as general unwillingness to tackle a complex reform project. Rather, the number of remaining concerns and unanswered questions simply do not give us the needed confidence.
And doctors went door-to-door on Capitol Hill to make their case that the 27% Medicare pay cut scheduled for January 1st must be stopped. The annual SGR uncertainty, combined with several years of flat payments, has doctors pinching their pennies. That's according to the Medical Group Management Association. Physician-owned multi-specialty practices held costs down this year, according to a survey of more than 2,100 group practices. Total operating costs increased by less than 2% from the previous year. Practices owned by hospitals, meanwhile, saw a 6% rise in operating costs. The doctor-owned practices spent more on drugs, but trimmed their medical and surgical supply budgets. Well, lawmakers are running out of time to address the looming SGR cut and to avoid going over the fiscal cliff. The Policy and Practice team will be taking a break for the holidays, so please visit internalmedicinenews.com for updates. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Francis Correa.